We are live in Philadelphia for game two of this four-game series. Rick Monday, I know you were entertained last night by the Dodgers side of things, especially that six-run fourth inning.
You know what was weird is that you start to look at ballgames and how they can, on one side, fall apart, on the other side, come together. And yeah. it's all interpretation. And for the Phillies, I saw it fall apart. I thought it was somewhat humorous, again, because you're looking from the outside in. I thought it was humorous because a local sports writer talked about the fourth inning last night. Here's the quote. He goes, somewhere between a full-scale meltdown and a raging dumpster fire.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, they were not happy with the Phillies because they forgot about three outs.
Well, there were four different players that could not count to three, and they stayed on the field after the Dodgers had made the third out of an inning. Then you have another player that decided not to run hard at all down the first baseline with bases loaded in the game as well. So you look at it, and then the defense was caught flat-footed. The Dodgers had a double steal. They steal home. They had bunts that were successful. And then on top of it, talking to people around here is that they have never, ever heard any team other than New York that comes in, the Yankees, possibly the Mets, and the Boston Red Sox that come into town because of close geographical location and have the amount of really fan base behind them. You know, it was not only Pantone 294 that was here, and they were having a wonderful time in right field.
Curious what you thought from Austin Barnes last night. First three innings for him and Kershaw were a little rocky, but then something positive happened for Barnes in that fourth inning.
You know, I mentioned, too, is that if you look at Kershaw last night, I mentioned on the air, is that the first inning he did not have a breaking ball. Not only the curveball, but then the slider. But one of the things that has really raised Clayton Kershaw to really one of the elite pitchers in baseball. Not just now, but you start to look in retrospective of guys that have been very, very successful. Clayton Kershaw's name is going to be there, even though his career is not over yet. But he's able to manufacture ideas. And by that, I'm talking about plan B was not working, the curveball. Mm-hmm. Plan C was not working last night in the first inning, that being the slider. But he kept revisiting and revisiting. And then it got on track. And once it got on track, it was lights out from that standpoint. And for Austin Barnes, I know he's been working hard, trying to get the swing going. But the two of them kind of matched up very well in sync, and especially when Kershaw got on a roll.
You must have loved that fourth inning, not only a safety squeeze, but also a delayed double steal, and Barnes was involved in both.
Yeah, and I think any time that you're a ball club, David, that you can take it to the other team to force the issue. Sometimes you're going to force mistakes, which there were a couple last night. There were a couple of lapses that the Dodgers were able to take advantage of, no question about that. They're not satisfied with just the record that they have. They're not satisfied with just the position that they have right now, first place in the Western Division. This is a club that realizes through aches and pains, they just got three guys off the injured list. Unfortunately, now they lose Chris Taylor for a while, probably for 6 weeks at least, but a ball club that wants to be better than they already are.
Yeah, and that's to every man in that clubhouse, led by David Freese and Justin Turner. Kind of like you, Rick, you kept everybody in check back in the day.
No, I don't know about keeping in check. I think good ball clubs and the Dodgers, they are a good ball club. Now, what's going to happen in postseason, you can't look forward to that. But who's hot when the postseason play is going to begin? Right now, this is a ball club, David. I think good ball clubs, too, they police themselves. And in that locker room and in the dugout, you know, we're not in the dugout, so we don't know who the guys are in that dugout during the game and what have you. We see them in the locker room, and they take care of their own business. A lot of different faces that really contribute to that each and every day.
No doubt about it. Rick, we'll catch up with you and Tim a little bit later in the show. Don't eat too many cheesesteaks in between now and then.
How many have you had already since we've been in town?
Well, just one, Rick.
Yeah. So which place did you go?
I went Pat's.
Oh, I should have gone across the street.
Another mistake. Tim, we'll send it back to you.